New York's energy consumers will foot the bill for last week's decision by the Public Service Commission to save the state's nuclear power plants. The commission says the increase in energy rates to subsidize the plants will actually save the state and consumers a lot of money in the long run. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, critics of the plan believe the risk of keeping these plants online is more than New Yorkers can afford.
When the Public Service Commission, or PSC, passed the nuclear subsidy program Monday, Commission Chair Audrey Zippelman said it was done with the interest of consumers in mind. She says supporting nuclear power plants, many of which are on the brink of closure because of competition from cheap natural gas and oil, will help the state reduce carbon emissions and thus energy costs.
Clean energy itself ends up being the cheapest resource, and so we're doing everything we can to promote really a system that moves towards a diverse network that at least 50% is renewably based, but also at the same time we're doing it to reduce carbon.
Fewer carbon emissions means a reduction in health consequences from those toxins, referred to as the social cost of carbon. And the PSC says that the initial $965 million subsidy from 2017 to 2019 will help the state realize $5 billion in supply cost savings and property tax benefits. But Tim Judson with the Nuclear Resource and Information Center says over the 12-year subsidy program, the state's energy consumers will fork over $7.6 billion to these nuclear companies. While it may be only $1 to $2 extra for the average homeowner, it could make a huge dent in the budget for larger consumers.
And that's going to place a lot of strain on local governments for their budgets. It's going to place a big strain on a lot of our local businesses, including especially manufacturers and hospitals. That could lead to, you know, both local property tax increases. It could lead to business closures.
And environmentalists say the cost of keeping these aging nuclear power plants online for another 12 years could be incalculable should one of them malfunction. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.